Minori, the Kobo Podcast with Julia Häfner. Hello, welcome to our second episode of WO Kobe Podcast. My name is Julia Häfner. I am Innovation Advisor at WO Kobe. And today I'm with the project manager, Akiko Takahashi. Thank you, Akiko, for joining me as a host today.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Ken-san.
We have a very interesting guest today. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you very much for inviting me to the program.
Thanks for coming. I will quickly introduce you to the listener so that we know a little bit of background about you. Ken is born in Kobe, so he's a local, but he spent much of his lifetime abroad. He was living in the UK and he currently lives in Germany. And your family, Ken, still lives in Kobe, so you travel a lot between Japan and Germany, right?
That's right, yes.
And now it's almost 3 years, you told us, since you are in Germany.
Yes, you're right, yes.
And what would you say do you miss the most about Kobe when you're away?
Okay. I actually miss the daily view of the mountain and sea. Because, you know, Kobe is a narrow city located between mountain and sea.
I can imagine it's a beautiful view. I haven't been to Kobe, unfortunately.
All right. Okay. Please come. Yeah. And also, I miss very much good and famous Japanese sake brewed in Kobe City. And also okonomiyaki and yakisoba. That is Japanese style pancake and stirred fried noodle. Mm-hmm. I miss it very much.
I've tried it very much.
But Ken, you enjoy here in Germany beer and wine, right?
Yes. Yes. Very.
Maybe because we're talking about beer and wine, I heard amazing things about Kobe's nightlife. Do you have any secret tips for, let's say, bars or maybe also food? Let's say you want to go for a drink. Where would you go in Kobe?
Okay. In Kobe, everywhere you can drink good Japanese sake. Yeah. But if you want to eat a famous, Kobe beef, you know, I think you had better go to Sannomiya area or Kitano area where you can find a very, very good restaurant. Yes.
And it is very expensive also to eat.
Sometimes, some places, yes. You know, good beef costs quite a lot.
And what would you say is special about those places? Because you said it's a combination of drinks and food and very narrow spaces. How can you imagine that? Maybe can you explain a little bit more in detail how it looks like or what can you eat? What are specialties of those places?
It's really a difficult question because there are lots of style of restaurants in Kobe. The restaurant you can see in Frankfurt, or that's some of them are very Japanese restaurant. So I think you can choose any style you like in Kobe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's say I'm going on a business trip to Japan and I'm going to extend my stay for 2 days.
Okay.
So I met you on the business trip and you were very friendly and you're local. So you are my guide now. Where would you take me in Kobe?
You know, to understand the atmosphere of Kobe, I think I had better recommend to go to the big shopping and restaurant street between Sannomiya and Motomachi. Mm-hmm. That locates in the city center. That street itself is actually roofed. And you can enjoy shopping and walking and eating from the beginning to the end of the street without umbrella, you know. Mm-hmm.
So shopping mall, anything else?
Okay. And also, it may be a very good idea to visit Japanese sake breweries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to learn about the history of sake. And also you can enjoy Japanese dishes there with sake in the restaurant run by the breweries. And also in the Kobe City Center, bit the northern area of Kobe City, you can see Ijinkan. Ijinkan, that is the former foreign residence that is in Kitano area. where you can learn the history of Kobe City and Kobe Port. And also you can enjoy the excellent foods and drinks, as I said, with a good music, jazz, if you like. Yes.
That sounds good. Food, music, some drinks, and a little bit of history.
Yes,
that's
right.
It sounds like a good trip.
Yes, that's right. And also, in addition to it, I would like you to try Izakaya. That is a local Japanese pub where you can also enjoy good Japanese food and drinks. And it must be a very, very good chance to touch and experience that Japanese culture.
Izakaya, you said?
Izakaya, that's right.
Okay, yes. I'm going to note that down.
Yes, please.
Okay, Ken, what are your favorite places in Kobe?
As I mentioned, there are nice restaurants in Kitano, Sanomiya, Motomachi area. But also, please visit the top of Rokko Mountain. View of Kobe City from Rokko Mountain is extremely beautiful.
I saw pictures of Rokko Mountain and it looks really, really pretty.
That's right. Because, you know, you don't have to walk to the top, but you can go up to the mountain by bus to the half point. And then I also recommend the view of Kobe City from top of Rokko Mountain. The scenery is, you know, extremely beautiful. You know, you don't have to walk to the top, but you can go up to the mountain by bus to the half point and then by cable car, which is quite exciting, to the top. Yeah.
Why is it exciting? Is it very wobbly?
No, it's running in the forest, you know, in the green. Yeah. Quite good. Yeah. Right. And also, please pop in seaside area at famous Kobe Port. Guys, that is also very beautiful. You can also enjoy the view of city Kobe from the top of Port Tower, stood by the passenger terminal at the Kobe Port. Yeah.
The very famous red.
Yeah, one. That's right. Yeah, the red one. Yes, yes.
And Ken, what is the distance between this seaside to mountain? It is very, you told us that Kobe is very narrow city.
If you can walk, say, from the seaside to the mountain, say 20-30 minutes is enough.
So you can do both in one day. You can go to the beach and then enjoy the city view from Rokko Mountains in the evening. Do you know about, it's called Creative Smart Rokko Mountains? It's a where people can go to places at Rokko Mountains and work there so that they're in the nature and maybe more creative and it's an inspiring environment. That's a cool idea as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, also children can enjoy, you know. That's maybe the best place for them to challenge the many, many things in the mountains.
I think that's all for today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Ken, next time we will talk about the business because you are a very experienced businessman and you know UK, you know European
country. Really.
Please come again.
Yes, okay. I will. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, bye-bye.